Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us on a Friday evening on the eve of the second qualifying round match in the FA Cup against Curzon. Let's discuss training on Thursday. It was a very interesting interview after Tuesday night's game. How was training on Thursday?
Training were great, Ben. You know, the lads knew I was frustrated. You know, it's very, very, very rare that I come out on the radio and say what I did. I think I did it once, maybe twice last season. But sometimes, you know, people need to know, you know, and you can't just dress it up. You can't sugarcoat it. You know, I wear my heart on my sleeve. I'm a passionate manager. And it needed saying, you know, the lads needed to step up. And they didn't do. And they got told, you know, and we got away with a point. And we were really lucky to get a point. And my sides don't underperform like that. And it's been addressed. Training Thursday night was all about Curzon Ash and Saturday. There was a great atmosphere in the camp. The lads know, you know, the lads know that whenever I say it's not personal, it's professional, you know, and we just move on from it. Last night we worked on lots of things. You know, it was good to you know, get out on the training pitch and put a few rights that were wrong on Tuesday night. But we can't wait. You know, we're in the second qualifying round of the FA Cup. And, you know, like I said to Tim, you know, there's lots of managers that are envious in our position now that have gone out of the, if you will, the first or second hurdle. And we haven't. You know, we're going into a local Manchester derby against the same league above us, and you know we can't wait for it.
How do you prepare for this game? Because for Curzon, like every club in Step 2 and Step 1 of non-league, they've had a hell of a pre-season in all fairness. So I mean, for them, this is their first competitive game. So how do you prepare for it?
I mean, it's quite nice going into the game as underdogs, I'll be honest with you, because every week we kind of go into a fixture. You know, people are wanting to beat FC United, and people are saying we're the favourites. We're playing a team from a league above, you know, with a new manager, with a new squad. They've obviously got some spending power now, you know, look at the players that they've brought in. So, it's, you know, it's going to be a really difficult game. For us, you know, it's the FA Cup. And, you know, we're going there and, you know, playing a great surface in a really good stadium. We haven't got fans. But, you know, like I said last night on my interview, I'll be able to hear the fans. We'll be able to hear the fans. We know how much it means to everybody. Sat at home watching the game or listening to the game, and we'll be doing everything we can to win the game, because we want this to be a really, you know, spectacular year. And you know, I dream as a manager of getting around to the first round of the FA Cup proper, and I guess everybody does. I've never done it. You know, I did it as a player, I've never done it as a manager, and this just drives me on. And Curzon tomorrow is another obstacle, it's another hurdle. But I genuinely believe that if we turn up tomorrow, we play the way that my team can play, then Curzon can be in for a really difficult game. And we'll be doing everything we can do to go win it, you know, to go through. And, you know, like we said, it goes to penalty shot after 90 minutes. So, you know, we won't be what we're sitting in. We're going for the game and we're going for the jugular tomorrow.
And the other thing we have to say is as well, you're locking horns with Steve Cunningham, formerly of Cone, and Alex Curran has obviously followed him to the Tameside Stadium. So some old acquaintances and people you know quite well.
Yeah, listen, delight for Steve. You know, I think he deserves his opportunity. Higher up the pyramid, did well at Colne. One or two frustrations that he had. I think he was Mr. Colne at one point. And I said to him last season, you know, for you to be successful, you probably need to move on, as difficult that as me. And, you know, he's moved on. He's got a great job at Curzon. I'm not sure what happened to his predecessor, but he's got the job on merit. And he's gone in and signed some great players. Alex Curran, you know, I can only pay him superlatives. I think he's an outstanding player, outstanding calibre. He did great at FC United. He'll never forget what FC United did for him last season, you know, when he broke his leg. And, you know, he's a player I admire, and he's someone that we're going to have to watch out for tomorrow.
Let's talk about the squad then, heading in tomorrow. Just a disclaimer, this show doesn't go out till 2 o'clock. So Steve Cunningham will be in the dressing room now, looking at the team sheets going, what's happened here? So you can freely discuss this now, Neil. How's the squad shaping up heading into tomorrow's game?
Squad's looking good. Luke Griffiths is obviously suspended. He misses 3 games, so we're having to rethink things a little bit tomorrow. But I just felt like the squad needed freshening up this week, and we've made a monster signing, in my opinion, in Morgan Penfold. We've taken him on loan from Barrow for 3 months. You know, good mates with David Dunn. You know, David's looked after me here. Morgan did really well against us last season. Did great in pre-season. 6'2" right winger. Got pace. He's got energy. He's got goals in him. He's got deliveries in him. And he joins the squad, and we'll go straight in there and play. So, you know, we're excited by him. He did great training on Thursday. And I'm sure the fans will really appreciate what they're going to see. But like I said, you know, it's not without the contacts in football that you can do this, because, like I said, David Dunn's done me a huge favour. And, you know, not just the player, but financially as well. And, you know, I'll be very grateful for that. Morgan comes in and I'm sure he'll enjoy his football with us.
Because that's the thing when we spoke about the relationship with Jim Gannon at Stockport and you know how we managed to keep Alex Curran for so long. It's about the environment the environment of the club they're being loaned to as well. That's important.
You know, it is the environment. That's what David said to me. But also, you know, he also knows that we're not blessed with money, and he hasn't asked for a lot of money either. And that for me is, you know, people looking after each other in football, because, you know, they're League Two, they're going for what they're doing. They've got promoted. You know, the players are on good contracts, and it wasn't about money. It was about Morgan coming out and getting games. So, you know, he's going to get games with us, but he knows what type of football we play. He knows the environment. You know, he came there a few weeks ago with Barrow. He knows the way we play football, and, you know, Morgan's gone with his blessing. So we'll look after Morgan, and hopefully when he returns to Barrow, he can break into their first team. But, you know, for us, we'll enjoy having him for the next 3 months.
No, great stuff. And final question, Neil. I normally ask you, what's your message to the fans? But they're not going to be there, as we've discussed. So what's your message to the ever-increasing armchair army numbers?
Listen, my message to the armchair army, the fans, obviously we're going to play behind closed doors tomorrow, is, you know, make as much noise as you can do. You know, we'll hear it. We're feeling it. The fans have been remarkable for the last couple of weeks, even though, you know, albeit there's been 600 of them, the noise they've generated has really spurred us on. We're going into tomorrow's game unbeaten in four games, you know, and got lots of confidence. Like I said, we're the underdogs tomorrow, but at come quarter to five tomorrow afternoon, if we can get ourselves into the, you know, one step closer to the first round of the FA Cup, when we celebrate at the end of the game, we'll be celebrating with the fans and for the fans.